Good day, ladies and gentlemen. If you are a traditional Catholic, you suffer from a disease. At least that's what they're trying to tell you at quote-unquote Trad Recovery, which is a website and a conference that's upcoming. I'm going to show you a little bit about it. I can't even believe I'm talking about this. I thought this was a nothing thing, but it's kind of hit the ground running in the social media world. And it's kind of like that scene in the third episode of The Godfather. I keep trying to get out, but they keep pulling me back in. You know, that kind of famous scene. What's the expression? I didn't choose the game. The game chose me. It is what it is. But there's something interesting about this, and it's really revealing. And we're going to talk about that in just a second. But first, I wanted to show you that I am going to Italy this fall on a traditional Catholic pilgrimage with Father Albert Calio, a traditional Dominican, who I can assure you does not suffer from this amorphous traditionalism disease that these abominable modernists think about you in their charity and nuance. And here is a quick promo for the trip.
All the trouble in Rome, it is easy to forget about one unshakable fact. Our church is the Roman Catholic Church, and Rome is the Eternal City. What a perfect time to go on a pilgrimage to the Eternal City and the other monumental sites of Catholic heritage in beautiful Italy. Join Father Albert Calio and me this November as we tour through the shrines of Italy and the Amalfi Coast as we attend daily Mass in the Old Rite in the footsteps of St. Peter and St. Francis. Click the link in the description to register for this once-in-a-lifetime pilgrimage to discover the heart of the Catholic faith in the heart of the old Roman Empire.
Click the link in the description for that trip, kennedyhall.ca/Italy. It's filling up. Thanks for everybody who has signed up. Families are welcome. People have asked about that. It's up to you if you want to bring your little ones and they keep up. I'm going to have a good time with you on the trip, and I can't wait to see you, but it's up to you what you think your children are capable of traveling. So come one, come all, if that's what you'd like to do. All right, what am I talking about? Well, I'm going to pull up something here real quick for you. All right, so here is a post from our good friends at the Lepanto Institute, Michael Hinchborn. And here's a conference, and it's called Catholics in Communion Conference. Now, somebody sent me a picture of this poster, and I thought to myself, this is a joke. This is like one of those parody accounts. No, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. July 25th to 27th, 3 days at St. Jean Vianney. What an abomination to do this conference at the parish of St. Jean Vianney, who would be horrified by what's happened in the church since the Novus Ordo. And let's read this for a sec. So it's speakers, liturgy, not mass, liturgy, because you don't want to call it mass. That sounds too Catholic. You want to remove anything that is the shadow of a stumbling block for our separated brethren, the Protestants, if you really are a Novus Ordo defender. So you're going to have the liturgy and more. And it says, if you have been formally associated with or affected by traditionalism, that's an amazing statement, or are seeking to understand the effects of traditionalism on our Catholic faith, then this conference is for you. Space is limited. So, now I can understand. Listen, I think people who think the SSPX are schismatic are out to lunch and out of their minds. Nonetheless, I get the logic of it. I can understand someone saying, hey, have you been a saint of a contest? Hey, have you been an SSPX guy? Again, I don't think about Sedes and the SSPX the way that they want you to think about it. I have problems with state of accountism as a thesis, but I don't have the same sort of reactionary view that many of the Novus Ordo people do. Nonetheless, point being, I can understand that. I can understand, you know, so-and-so was part of this independent chapel. Things got weird at this independent chapel. Maybe, you know, I don't like the approach. I think this approach is weird, which is what we're going to talk about. But I can understand at least the impetus for... I'm trying to be charitable here. You know, these people want you to be charitable and nuanced, right? I want to have charity and nuance. I'm trying to be charitable here. So I can understand it to a degree in the sense of, you know, people go off into like a weird group or something. I'm trying to give benefit of the doubt. And let's talk about it. I get that. But they don't say that, do they? Let's bring it up again. It says, if you have been formally associated or affected by traditionalism. Traditionalism. That includes the Fraternity of St. Peter. That includes the... Unless you don't think the Fraternity of St. Peter is traditional. That's another conversation for another day. That includes the Institute of Christ the King. That includes... Well, that includes, in many ways, kind of traditional Eastern Rite. There are some traditionalists in the Eastern Rite. That includes... traditional diocesan parishes. So if you've been affected by traditionalism or are seeking to understand the effects of traditionalism on our Catholic faith, so traditionalism is different than Catholicism, according to these modernists, and they are modernists. And they're actually schismatics, by the way, because they don't think traditionalism is Catholicism. They don't think the traditional Catholic faith that was believed by everyone before 1965, they don't think that's Catholic. They are saying, and they'll deny this because modernists always play with words like a demon, but they're very serpentine, these individuals, when you try to talk to them, and you can watch their podcasts and things, and their yes never means yes, and their no never means no, because that's impossible for modernists. But these individuals think you're not Catholic if you are a traditionalist. They think that if you are associated or affected by traditionalism, that this has an effect on your Catholic faith. And they think, and of course they think this because they're trying to help you get out of it, they think that traditionalism is a negative to the Catholic Church. So they think if you try to be Catholic like your ancestors, that that's bad. Isn't that amazing? Now, they would deny this. Of course they would. Heretics always deny things. They think that it's wrong for you to be a traditionalist. And they think that it's bad for the Catholic faith. And they're having a conference about it at a parish named after Saint Jean Vianney, who would be horrified at their infidelity and perfidy in this matter. This is important, my friends. Now, this is not a massive movement in the church or whatever, but this is important because this really does show what the new springtime crowd thinks about you as a traditionalist. They think you are a schismatic just by being a traditionalist. That's what they think. Again, they'll deny it, but you can't trust them. The father of lies is their spiritual father. You cannot trust these individuals. They think that you are outside of the Catholic fold. They think you are outside of what is acceptable as a Catholic by being associated with traditionalism. Now, there might be some, oh, I didn't mean that. You know, that's not what I think. Listen, my friends, I'm sorry. You're speaking at a conference where the poster is very clear that being involved with Catholic tradition is some sort of spiritual disease. And they mention a website. What's the website? Tradrecovery.com. Let's just take a quick look at this. Let's just take a quick look. So here's the website, tradrecovery.com. Let's just take a quick look here. So anyway, Bible verses, blah, 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 blah. What's the meat of it here? You can call them. It'd be a shame if all of my viewers who thought they were out to lunch emailed them. I'm not going to tell you to do that. Look at some resources. Traditionalism in Vatican II. So traditionalism is different than Vatican II. Good to know. Liturgy and the Mass. The Mass of the early Christians. Oh, of course, the Novus Ordo is the early church. Of course it is. Healing. So the mindful Catholic, finding God one moment at a time. So they're into mindfulness. That's interesting. I thought mindfulness was Buddhism, but that's okay. That's okay in the new springtime. Wounded faith. Understanding healing from spiritual abuse. Wasn't that funny? Because this is written by a Christian, not a Catholic. So they want you to listen to a Protestant about how to heal from spiritual abuse. Because, of course, if you go to the Catholic faith, the traditional Catholic faith, you are spiritually abused. Now, plenty of things here, telling everyone that they're abused. Okay, where Peter is, that just tells you everything you need to know. Anyway, so what's interesting about this is that it's amazing that they believe that if you are a traditionalist, you need recovery. Now, it would be one thing if they thought, again, being part of some weird chapel, and I get that. Like, I'm not a fan of like the idea of like independent priest chapels. I don't think an independent priest is a schismatic. You have to be a certain way to be a schismatic. I'm not saying as a definition, I don't believe that. Like, I'm not saying de facto. But it's weird for a priest to be alone. That's just not normal. You got to have community. You've got to have superiors. You got to have all that thing. That's just how the priesthood is supposed to work. You know, you can't be an island unto yourself. That gets strange. Again, it'd be one thing if like, whoa, I was in this weird place. Some crazy things happened. Here's my story. But again, they just believe that traditionalism is a disease. They believe if traditionalism is your thing, that you've got problems. And I think it's telling what our friend Michael Hitchborn said about this. And he said, and we'll bring up that tweet again. He said, they're treating traditionalism as if it's some sort of disease or syndrome. Maybe we should hold a conference asking, have you been formally associated with or affected by modernism? Yeah. It just shows you everything you need to know. Here's a piece from that website that I want you to really look at to just show you the intellectual honesty of these charlatans, okay? So here is from Mrs. Happy Catholic. She seems very happy going after traditionalists. What a good way to be happy. And she qualifies this by saying, what did she say? She said, where is it? This very honest and thought-provoking account was shared with me by one of our site members, and I reproduce it here with his permission. So this is someone talking about traditionalism. Let's just break this down. When I was 6 or 7, my dad sat us down and told us that God is going to destroy this world and send everyone to hell. We have 2 weeks left, but don't worry. Our group of chosen ones will be saved. Then he tells me that if I pray hard enough, I can save my friends and non-believing family from hell. So apparently this is just about the rapture. I don't know what this has to do with Catholic tradition. I knew I had to pray straight for 2 weeks to save as many as I can, for I was one of a few chosen to know the truth. I had a responsibility. One less prayer means a soul goes to hell because of my selfish laziness. I started off strong, but quickly realized it was impossible to pray as much. I got discouraged and gave up. I hated myself for it. 2 weeks went by. The word was still here. What happened? My dad explained to me that because we prayed, God's wrath was appeased. I'd have no idea what this has to do with tradition. I knew it must have been the prayers of others because I gave up. My 7-year-old mind concluded the salvation of the world depends on me. Again, what does this have to do with tradition? A burden that I continually failed to live up to the rest of my life. So what if I prayed 3 rosaries today? I could have prayed 10. Nothing was ever enough. Only prayer and suffering can make God happy. I got no business doing anything else. I got a paper cut, passed the salt. I got a toothache, leave it on, leave it in. Surgery, leave me awake and don't be gentle. Sleep at night, not until I train myself to hypothetically pray the rosary in my sleep. I was conditioned almost every day of my life to think this way, the standard of a good man. It was a standard I could never live up to. Scrupulosity, even to this day, haunts me and steals my peace. No wonder it takes me 2 to 3 weeks to prepare for a confession. LOL. What does this have to do with Catholic tradition? I know I haven't had a clear mortal sins, haven't had a clear mortal sin, whatever that means, in the last 25, 30 years, yet I'm terrified every time I go to confession or receive communion. There must be some hidden sin. Okay, he doesn't understand what confession, because you only have to confess your known mortal sins. That's what it actually says. Anyway, blah-bitty-blah-bitty-brah. People have no idea how dangerous this rad-trad mindset can be for young kids. Most trad communities aren't as extreme as the one I was raised in, but they definitely have a similar culture that breeds this kind of distortion. No, they don't. So this is so wrong. What they've, like, this isn't about, like, the Miss Happy Catholic, whoever you are, this is evil what you've done. Like, this is completely evil what you've done. Like, you've gravely sinned here by, from a perspective of telling the truth. This person tells a story about his dad who's crazy. This poor child. I mean, who tells their child that they have, I mean, that's a crazy story. A crazy individual abuses his child spiritually because he's crazy. Tells this insane story. And then this is rad trad. Well, it's not like that in all places, but it's like this a little bit. No, it's not. This is not. If this person who's publishing this, and this was a story from an individual who's a troubled soul, this poor person who wrote that was abused. Not because of traditional Catholicism. Like, this. Are people under the impression that this is a representation of, like, St. Edmund Campion, who died for the traditional Catholic faith against the Anglicans? this, what this person has written here, this is a, like, this person suffers from a psychological trauma because their dad was crazy. This could happen to a Protestant. And also, my friends, this probably does happen pretty often in the sort of Novus Ordo world with all this insistence on these fake apparitions and things like that, and God sending a chastisement and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Get your blessed candles. We're all going to be eaten by demons. Like, this kind of thing, this has nothing to do with traditionalism. This has to do with someone believing in weird things and then abusing their child. But this person, Miss Happy Catholic, posts this as if this is indicative of traditional Catholicism. This is gravely sinful. I mean that. This is gravely sinful. This is false witness. This is bearing false witness. This is a commandment. This is bearing false witness. This is not what traditional Catholicism is about. Respectfully, this is not even what any sane person does to their child. This has nothing to do with tradition. It has nothing to do with the Novus Ordo. It has everything to do with someone's psychological instability. It has nothing to do with John Paul II or Archbishop Lefebvre or Cardinal Ratzinger or Cardinal Ottaviani or Padre Pio, whatever, or Fatima. Or this has to do with someone being crazy and harming their child. This is what these people want you to think. They want you to believe that you, as a traditional Catholic, are the kind of person who's going to tell your child that everyone's going to burn in hell if they don't pray rosaries until their fingers bleed. That is not what traditional Catholics do. That's what crazy people do. That's what crazy people do. They want you to believe, and shame on you, whoever this mishappy person is. Sounds like a very happy Catholic, making everybody happy. Shame on this person. This is disgusting. So the fact that they're putting on this conference, this trad recovery people, and this is what they think this is indicative? This is absurd. You know, and you know what this reminds me of? I've been thinking about it for a while. So I used to be in the publicly funded Catholic school system here in Ontario. And in 2016, when Donald Trump won the election, I was outed as a Trumper. Now, I wasn't even that supportive. I don't live in America, so I literally couldn't vote for him. So what does it matter? But I was asked by students at a certain point, you know, Mr. Hall, if you lived in the States, who would you vote for? And I said Trump. And I said, because he was pro-life, and that turned out to be true, by the way, with the judges being picked and all that kind of stuff, that was great. And I said, just from a basic thing of having to pick between the two candidates, both of them being less than ideal, Hillary Clinton for reasons that were obvious, Trump for other reasons that were obvious, but still had this pro-life tendency. I said, I would have picked Donald Trump. Yeah, that's it. It's just a pretty simple thing, like Catholics vote for pro-life candidates, all things being equal. I was like, sure. Anyway, it became a big thing at the school. Really soon after that, one of my colleagues, who never fessed up to it, actually went in my mailbox in the staff room when no one was there, put an anonymous article in there from Psychology Today at the time, written about how if you did vote for Donald Trump, you would be abusive to your children. It was this sham of a psychology study or something about how people who supported Donald Trump were abusive parents. And now that was crazy because Donald Trump was literally just elected, so they obviously had no data. But a person, but the lefty, wacko, Marxist, woke-tards that were at my place of work, they believed that if you voted for Donald Trump, you would actually be a bad parent and you would raise your kids bad and your children would grow up to be bad individuals. That's what they believed. This is the same thing. And I remember that caused obviously a lot of problems and it was a terrible thing to go through. I got another letter from the same person saying that you want all Muslims to die or something like that. And this was my colleagues and no one ever did anything about it. And that's the way it works because the Marxists run the school system. These people with this trad recovery, they are just communists. They're Marxists. They talk about traditional Catholicism as if it's some sort of cult. They demonstrate cult-like psychology. And here's what I mean by that. They're impervious to reason. They are presenting, and that's a mark of a cult-like mentality of you are impervious to rational arguments for a thing, and you appeal to your emotional connections to something, and you become vicious, and you become vicious, I guess is probably, I'm looking for a better term, but really you go on the attack of those who represent the thing that you see as a threat to your irrational belief set. Because this is irrational. They believe that if you're a traditional Catholic, that you have a spiritual disease. They believe that if someone has a crazy father who tells them to pray or everyone's going to burn in hell in 2 weeks, that that is somehow indicative of a common experience in traditionalism. It's not. It's just simply not. I mean, you don't have to. This is like, and this is like the cult wokeism of the left. This is the cult wokeism of the Marxist, Democrat, Liberal Party of Canada people who believe that if you are a conservative, you're going to raise bad children. They believe that if you are a white man, that you must be racist. This, they are no different than these cult-like followers of this intersectionality neo-Marxist propaganda. They're no different than the people who think that truth is hate speech. They might call themselves conservatives because they're Catholic and in this realm they can be pro-life and things like that, but they demonstrate the exact same tactics of these Marxist people. They just do. I mean, this is a demonically inspired conference. This is inspired by Satan. This website, Trad Recovery, this is of the devil. This is not of God. That article, you may think that's a one-off. Go and look on the website. There are many more. That's why I chose that one. There are many more like that. They believe that if you want to have the faith of St. Edmund Campion and pray the way he did and think it's wrong to not, they think that you are the type of person who would say that your children need to save the world and otherwise everyone's going to hell. They think you're nuts. They think you're out of your mind if you're a traditional Catholic. This Trad Recovery website, this conference is an abomination and it is inspired by Satan. There's no other way to put it. They think that if you're a traditional Catholic, that you are an evil, disgusting, abused human being. And here's what they'll say to this. They're going to say, oh, this is unfair. This is unfair. But here is the vantage point. Just like when you talk to a leftist, here is the, and I texted some friends about this earlier. I want to pull this up to make sure I actually say this correctly. And here's what I said to my friends in this group chat. I said, talking about this Trad Recovery mindset. And I said, well, this is the idea. There's something wrong with you, but don't worry. It's not your fault because you're a victim. And if you want to purify yourself of the psychological disease of traditionalism, I have the cure because I'm a survivor of that abuse. And because I'm so humble and I can recognize it, you should be humble like me. That's really the crux of it. It's the same thing as, you know, like I remember when a friend of mine was going through some troubles at work with the whole woke thing in 2020 with the, well, all the things, you know, COVID, whatever, BLM. And he stood up to it. And he recalled a meeting, and I would never, you know, say who this was, but he recalled a meeting where he stood up to it and he was like, I'm not going to do this. And he sat there with these leftist, you know, woke agenda HR people. And they were like, it's okay. It's okay. We can help you understand. It's okay. It's okay to admit that you're racist, you know, like that kind of thing. It's just like, what world am I in right now? Like, what world am I in right now where I'm being called a racist on like a PowerPoint presentation and the woke police are telling me that I should admit that? And it's like, what are we even doing right now? This is the same thing. They are exactly like the Marxists. And because Mark, and they're inspired by the devil, because that's what this stuff comes from. It's accusatory. It's not based in reality. It's specious. It's insulting. It's false. It's completely insane. They think that you are the kind of person who will tell your child the whole world's going to go to hell if they don't pray for 2 weeks without sleeping. And they associate that with traditionalism. Anathema to these people. They truly are schismatics. They really are. Like, these people are schismatics in the sense of they refuse to admit that you're Catholic if you're a traditionalist. Not only do they think you're Catholic, not Catholic, they think you're evil. Like, they think that you're the kind of person who will abuse your child spiritually because of tradition. It's sick. These people are sick. And they're really the ones who need help. Like, listen, I have my problems with the Novus Ordo. My goodness gracious. I mean, we should do a modernism recovery conference, but I would never in a million years be like I literally did a show saying that I think the new mass is free, is inspired by Freemasonry. and inspires it. Like, and I believe that. I would never in a million years make a website and be like, you know, here's a story from somebody who went to the Novus Ordo and his dad was an abuser. And that's indicative of the Novus. I would never in a million years do that. That would be, first of all, it's not provable. Second of all, it's wrong. It's bigoted in the sense that it's like associating this sort of disgusting psychological problem and abuse with the mass they go to. That's insane. That's insane. Because again, if that's what you believe, people are going to the fraternity or the SSBX Institute, whatever. They're literally just doing Catholicism like it was done till 1965. That's what they're doing. And you think that that causes a risk to their children's welfare? You guys are sick. You guys are sick in the head. You guys are like completely sick in the head. And it's a real problem. So these people are troubled souls. These people who run this trad recovery thing, these people are sick. Like they really are sick. What they're doing is evil. It's inspired by Satan. They're associating traditionalism with psychological and spiritual abuse of children. And they're hosting a conference based on these themes. These people are sick in the head and they need help. I mean that. So anathema to trad recovery, because these people are sick, they're schismatics, they're wrong, they're liars, they're unintelligent. And I mean that. Like you're if you post these things on your website and you say that traditionalism is a risk of making you an abuser, not only is it sick, not only is it demonic, not only is it unkind, not only is it ridiculous, it's also unintelligent. Like, it's not even a strong argument about traditionalism. You could make an argument. I mean, you could find one of these guys like Richard DeClue or these Bishop Barron guys who are like legitimately really smart people who could like give their Nouvelle Theology reason, whatever. And I wouldn't agree, but I would say you're smart. This argument's a smart argument from a smart person, like respectfully speaking. This isn't even smart. This is no different than the leftists saying, you know, well, some white people are in the KKK. So, you know, if you hang out with Republicans, you know, I have a story from a Republican and his dad used to talk about lynching black people. So, you know, that's, I'm not saying all Republicans are like that, but there's a lot of Republicans out there lynching black people. You know, just nothing to do with being white, nothing to do with being Republican, but it has everything to do with being Republican. That's what they're doing. They're Marxists and they're sick. You should pray for them because what they're doing is an abomination. And it needs to be exposed. And shame on this parish. Everyone watching this, and I mean this, everyone watching this should go to that website, look up their conference, tradrecovery.com. You should be emailing the bishop of that diocese and you should be saying, this is sick and vile and I cannot believe this is happening in your diocese and this thing should be shut down and I hope it does. Oh, I made a lot of friends today. As always, this has been the Kennedy Report. Until next time, God bless.